A trans-Tasman travel bubble will exist from tomorrow. We'll discuss it with our panellists later in the morning. But what do we think about it as a nation? Are we embracing the idea? Well, there's a new poll from Research New Zealand on this. Managing partner Emmanuel Kalafatelis joins us. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning, Jim.
As always, a representative sample of adult New Zealanders over 18, more than 1,000 of them. What did you find when you asked them whether they want this bubble?
Well, we found that the level of support, given the media coverage on this particular issue, had been quite extensive. We thought that the level of support would be a lot higher than 49%.
Right. So, and against, of course, they're not all against. Some are sitting on the fence, are they?
Yes, roughly 2 in every 10 sitting on the fence. So that's quite a big chunk of people with a bet either way. 22%, but then a slightly larger percentage giving us a categorical no at 28%.
So that's more than a quarter.
That's right. So if you add the people sitting on the fence to the people who definitely gave us a no, we've got exactly 50%. But then again, you could also add the 22% sitting on the fence to those in favour, and then you'd have 71%. Half glass full, half glass empty.
Yes, half inflated bubble. And do people have differing opinions depending on age, Emmanuel?
We have, for example, older people, and we define older people in this case as those who are aged over 55 being more in favour of the trans-Tasman bubble in comparison to 35 to 54, more inclined not to be in favour. Those in the younger age group, 18 to 34, more inclined to sit on the fence. But we're basically talking about shades of grey here. Overall, all age groups reflect the overall result with just 49% in favour and 28% not in favour.
Okay. But you've got that core adult demographic, haven't you, 35, 54s, least in favour. And that's interesting. Would you have any idea as to why opinions might differ with age like this?
Not really, you know, especially when you consider some of the earlier COVID research that we did. The age group that was most concerned was, in fact, the older age group. And here they are, most in favour, relatively speaking, of the trans-Tasman bubble.
Yeah, and perhaps it's because they can go and see family, but I'll get to this. The younger Kiwis, arguably least likely to feel the worst effects of COVID, seem to be least supportive of the bubble too.
Well, they do. These people were also struggling with some of the social no contact aspects of the lockdown. And you would have thought that, you know, here's an opportunity with a trans-Tasman bubble for them to spread their wings. You would have expected them to be therefore more in favour.
That's a very salient point. Okay, so among the 49% who are enthusiastic, they told you why?
They certainly did. Up there is the fact that people just simply want to catch up with friends and family living in Australia. Many people are also saying that they want this trans-Tasman bubble for economic reasons, in other words, to stimulate the New Zealand hospitality and tourism industries. So both of those reasons were given by over 70% of our respondents in favour of the trans-Tasman bubble. It's also significant that we acknowledge the third-ranking reason given by these people, which reflects a feeling that it's safe now for us to have a trans-Tasman bubble because both countries appear to be managing COVID-19 fairly well.
Yes, it's even Stevens, more or less.
And it is.
And among those who would like to take a pin and put it in the bubble, why don't they want one?
They are, in effect, the opposite to the reasons given by those in favour, that the Australians will bring COVID-19 into our country, and as a result, there'll be further lockdowns. We had almost three quarters of the people not in favour of the trans-Tasman bubble giving this as a reason.
Okay, so they, as you say, they flip-sided those reasons and came up with economic consequences and also health consequences. You say you were surprised by the results because the bubble has been sold as desirable by and large by media and politicians alike. Is that why you're surprised?
Yes, it is. And typically what happens when a subject topic gets a lot of media coverage and a bit of a push from the politicians, we actually see that in, you know, the results of our polling. But again, when you consider some of the results of our earlier COVID polling, where people express some considerable anxiety and concerns that not only they would get the virus, but more importantly, perhaps others close to them, you know, family members and what have you, it is perhaps not surprising, therefore, to see that we've got a relatively reserved proportion of people, you might say, in favour of the bubble.
Yes, I remember those lockdown polls of yours last year, and anxiety was very high. So it's remained high, and there's a lack of trust about the process that's being expressed here. Did people express also a desire to go to places other than Australia, or give other reasons why Australia travel mightn't be a priority for them?
Yes, there's a concern that if New Zealanders travel to Australia and there's an outbreak and there's a lockdown, that they'll get stuck in Australia. There's also a concern that if they manage to get back to New Zealand, that they'll be stuck in quarantine.
Okay, so your summation, we're a kind of nation on tenterhooks, aren't we, with these results? How would you sum them up again?
So I think what this poll result is telling us is that, you know, the jury is still out.
Good to get these interesting results, Emmanuel, and thank you again, as always, for your time.
Thank you, Jim.
Emmanuel Califatalis from Research New Zealand.